The air system is based on the principle that the best answer is often the simplest. Instead of moving away from any sort of pain, embrace it. Now, this is going to sound somewhat counterintuitive. When I talk about air being counterintuitive, I'm talking about the fact that while we normally move away from feelings which are uncomfortable, to release them, we actually have to move into them. And for most people, that's not what they would figure would be the best thing to do. Instead, they'll do what they normally do, which is move away from these feelings. And unfortunately, that means that they'll remain with us. Human nature is to reject and refuse pain or sadness or anger, and to move away from these feelings. Now, we move away in many different ways. We can distract ourselves in some way by watching television or sports or by reading. We can try and distance ourselves from these feelings because they're uncomfortable. And for that, we can use things like medications, and that can include tranquilizers, alcohol, drugs, and food. That food can be something as simple as chocolate or ice cream. We can also try and rationalize away these feelings or disassociate ourselves from them in some way. These are all just normal human ways of coping with something that's uncomfortable. However, what we found is that by actually staying present to these uncomfortable feelings, we can allow them to flow through us. Air is a natural human process that facilitates a gentle yet thorough interaction with our stress and suffering. Air is based upon proven techniques for dealing with stress. And air is simple and effective, and once learned, only takes a short time to start to have a profound effect on us. We go from being stressed to being much more relaxed. What does AIR stand for? AIR consists of three letters, A, E, and R, and each of the letters has a particular meaning, awareness, expression, and resolution. But there's more to it than that. If we start with A, the awareness part of it, what we're looking at is being aware of our current reality. And our current reality includes our thoughts, our feelings, our beliefs, our body sensations, images that we see, and sounds. And these are all ways that we talk with ourselves. When we have a particular thought or a particular feeling, it's an interaction that's going on between us and us. It's also an interaction with the outside world. But if you're alone in a room and a particular thought comes up, that thought came from inside you. Now, awareness also means that we're not distracting ourselves, so we are being very attentive to what is there. And we're also not denying what's there. We're not trying to push away these thoughts or feelings or body sensations. We're just being aware of them. Of course, that also means that we're having acceptance. We're accepting what we notice. We're not judging it. We're not criticizing it. We're just simply accepting. At this moment, this is what I'm feeling, or this is what I'm thinking, or this is what I'm aware of. This is the image that has come up to me. And all we're doing is accepting this is what it is, and this is what it will be. Another application of letter A is acknowledgement. It's almost like saying, "Hello, I notice this image," or "Hello, I notice you feeling." Whatever that is, we're just acknowledging it. So if we're sitting there and we become aware that we've got a certain particular thing that's going on with us, perhaps a belief has come up, perhaps a feeling has arisen, we just acknowledge it. We just notice it. No judgment, no criticism, just simple acknowledgement. There it is. That's what it is. Now that also implies that we're going to allow. We're going to allow ourselves to have these thoughts, to have these feelings, to have these body sensations, to see these images. Whatever they are, we're going to allow. We're going to allow them to be, and we're also going to allow them to go. Because sometimes we tend to hang on to things for whatever reason. We might decide that we need to hang on to some anger because we've got some reason for hanging on to that anger. Maybe we think that if we give up our anger, that somehow the person that we're angry with will benefit. And actually, the only person that will benefit from us giving up something like anger is ourselves. Allowing is about allowing to be there what is there. And there's no repulsion for it, and there's also no craving for it. We're not clinging to these feelings, whatever they are. The letter E in air stands for expression, and that can be something as simple as just saying, this is what is there. Right now, I'm feeling sadness. It's just an expression of it. It doesn't mean that we have to tell a long story about it. It doesn't mean we have to say why we feel this way. It does mean, though, that we do express it in a short and simple way. This is what I'm feeling right now, or this is what I'm thinking right now. And the expression part is important because it's also a way of us acknowledging what's there. All we have to do is just state, this is what's there. I feel a pain in my heart. This is not about creating a story. It's a normal human thing that we create stories around how we're feeling and why we're feeling this way. That's not what we're talking about here. The expression here is really just about a straightforward, simple statement of what is there. It's sort of like being a news reporter and just saying, these are the facts. Right now, I'm feeling angry and I'm feeling upset. And that's it. That's all that's going on. You're feeling angry and upset. We don't go looking for the why. At this point, we're not looking for an explanation or a rationalization. We don't have to judge it. We don't have to rationalize it or anything else. We just state, this is what it is. It's sort of like examining, another way of using the letter E here. We examine what's there, and we might even have a bit of curiosity around it. And the reason I say curiosity is that we want to have a bit of distance between ourselves and what is there. We're not going to get wrapped up in it. We're going to express it, but we're not going to get all wrapped up and spend 10 or 15 minutes talking about it in a way of trying to explain something. We're just going to say, this is what I feel, or this is what my body's doing right now. I've got a knot in my stomach. Simple as that. The R in air stands for resolution. And resolution means that we've taken whatever it is that we're experiencing and we've reached a complete experience with it. We've not just taken an exposure to it that would bring us some relief, you know, like letting some steam off. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about actually taking whatever it is that's there and taking it all the way to resolution. If we were to rank the intensity of some experience, so let's talk about pain, for example, if you feel a pain. It's not about having that pain just go down to a 2 out of 10. It's about having it go down to a 0 out of 10. And this happens all the time with people using air. They'll have some feeling or some sensation or some emotion, and they'll take it from wherever it is. Maybe it's up at an 8 or a 9 or a 10 out of 10, and it will go down to a 0. There'll be nothing left of that feeling, and they will have reached a resolution around it. It will actually dissolve of its own accord if we allow it to, but that means that we have to stay present to it till that happens. And the air process is all about that, staying with it. What that means is that we have to do a sort of a relaxation, another use of the R. We have to relax into whatever it is. If we have a particular feeling, we have to allow ourselves to experience it. We don't resist it. What we do is we relax into it. And that, again, is a bit counterintuitive, and that's why I had to come up with the air process, because we don't do this on our own. Unless we've been guided through it a couple of times, and then we learn how easy it is to do it. Even something as crazy as, wow, I'm really upset and I'm actually going to fully experience this upset. Now, society doesn't allow us to do that too often, but in the air process, you are allowed, in fact, you're encouraged and you're guided to fully experience whatever it is without clinging to it, without wanting it to become bigger or wanting it to become smaller. It's being in neutral contact with it and allowing it to reach a point of resolution. We also talk about release, because these feelings that we have and that we carry around with us and that cause us so much stress are feelings that have been with us for quite a while. It's very common for people to talk about how they've felt some anger, for example, at someone, and they've had this anger inside them for years and years and years. Or some hurt, you know, they felt slighted at some point, or they felt rejected, and they carry this around with them. Now, this is a pretty normal human thing to do, so we don't judge it, but we certainly encourage that this feeling that's been there gets released. So another application of the letter R in air is release. We release these feelings and we let them go wherever it is that they're going to go. And most people report after that they just feel a lot lighter. It's like this load that they were carrying around is no longer with them. They feel better. And that's normal. Because after all, if we don't carry around these feelings we no longer need, of course we're going to feel better. Air. Awareness, expression, and resolution. It's a natural human process, and it works amazingly on all kinds of feelings and stress that we might be carrying from who knows when. People often ask me, where did air come from? Well, basically what happened was that I was on my own journey. I was looking for a way to get to a better place, to not be with feelings that would come up and would drag me down. I'm not talking about the normal feelings that come up. You know, if I watch a movie and I feel sad, or if somebody tells me about somebody that has been in an accident or has passed away, I'll feel sad. But I was noticing that I was feeling a lot of sadness, or I was feeling a lot of particular feelings. And my research showed that this is not an uncommon thing. Yes, humans do tend to do this. We tend to carry around with us feelings from the past, and until we've reached some sort of resolution around those feelings, they just continue. And of course, that can lead to some really high stress situations. You know, imagine that you're at work and your boss says something to you. You might get upset on a scale from 0 to 10 at about a 9 out of 10 level, when really what was happening only merited a 2 out of 10 or a 3 out of 10. So where did that extra bit come from? Well, it's sort of like it got stored up inside us somewhere, and we carry it around with us until something happens that's very similar, and boom, we're adding what we've had from the past onto what we've got in the present. And of course, that stacks up and ends up being much more than it would normally be. So my goal was to find ways to let go of those stored up feelings from the past that no longer needed to be with me. You know, if I got upset about something 5 years ago, that's 5 years ago. I no longer need to carry that around with me. Or if I felt hurt because, you know, I got rejected or something 10 years ago, I could let that go. I had no need to carry that around with me. So I went out looking at the processes that were out there, all kinds of things that were for emotional healing and relief and management and all kinds of things. And I looked at each one of them, basically from the perspective of, what results did they give? Did they take me to a place where I no longer had those feelings present, or did they just bring me some peace that lasted for a little while? And what I discovered is that there are a couple of processes which do allow you to reach a point of resolution, and there's a whole bunch of processes which will give you relief. And I decided that the ones that gave relief were fine in their own right, but not what I was looking for. And I wanted something that would take care of the problem once and for all. So I looked at what was out there, and most of these processes required you to have either a lot of time or some sort of a facilitator who would take you through the process. Now, I understand why this is so, and it has to do with the fact that it's kind of counterintuitive for us humans to fully experience our feelings. That's just the reality of who we are. And some of that's cultural, but I've run across it in so many different cultures that it seems to be a pretty human thing these days. We don't fully experience our feelings, and so there's always these residues that are inside of us, wherever they're stored, whether they're stored as neural circuits in our brain or they're stored in our cells. It doesn't really matter where they are stored. The reality is that they are stored. So we carry around these feelings. Now, I looked at a number of different processes which will provide a certain amount of resolution, and I'm thinking mainly of the ones that you could do on your own, and these tended to require a lot of time. They could require hours and hours of sitting quietly and sitting with a feeling until it dissipated on its own. Now, that's fine if you've got lots of time. If you don't have a lot of time, then maybe you're looking for something which will accelerate that natural human process. Because it is a natural human process. Air is not something that's using any magic or anything out of the ordinary. What it's doing is taking advantage of the normal human process of releasing that we all have inside of us. What it does, though, is it combines a couple of different techniques and the principles that are involved in releasing a feeling and also with getting our neural circuits back in order. It's sort of like taking those ruts that we've got inside of our brains. These are electrical ruts, if you want to call them that, and taking the energy out of them so they become flat. And at that point, we're able to move on and do something else. Air is all about taking these natural feelings that we get and allowing them to flow through us as a natural process much faster than if we just sat with them and waited. You know, the concept of time will heal all wounds, well, that's pretty true. The problem is that it can take many years for time alone to heal these wounds that we have. I'm talking about emotional wounds, obviously. And if we don't get ourselves into a place where we can be with these feelings and allow them to flow through us and allow that flowing through to happen at a fairly quick pace, you know, I'm talking about something under an hour, then what we usually end up doing is we just hope that those feelings are going to go away on their own. And that doesn't happen too often, unfortunately. We might shove them down and we might put them away in a corner, but all it takes is for something to remind us of it, and boom, they're back fully active and we're back in that feeling again. So air is designed to give you a fairly quick and a fairly painless way of taking these stored up feelings and releasing them. And when we do that, our stress levels go way down because those feelings aren't there anymore contributing to our stress. I wish you well on your journey.